Right. On a serious note, there's been a rise in the number of complaints about the health service in Northern Ireland. The new Public Health Services Ombudsman says almost half of all the complaints she received from 2015-16 were actually about healthcare. The figure was 38% in 2013-14, so it's up significantly. Marie Anderson has also highlighted concerns about how serious adverse incidents are actually handled. Those incidents involve the death of a patient in health service care. And the Public Service Ombudsman, Marie Anderson, is available to speak to us. Ms Anderson, good morning.
Good morning.
Slightly concerning that 50% of the complaints are linked in some way to the health service. Should we be surprised? Should we be concerned?
Well, I think it is of concern to me, and I think the public should be concerned that that there is a continuing upward trend in relation to complaints. I mean, you highlighted there, Frank, that in 13-14, 38% of new cases to this office were about health. Now it's up to 45%, but that's not the whole picture, because these cases are complex, they usually are about failures to receive proper care and treatment. I need expert advice. The investigations take longer. And actually, the whole, in terms of the caseload to my office, it's 80% of the cases that we're investigating. So you can see it is a matter of concern. And people also get complaining about the complaint handling, that they're not getting their complaint handled quickly enough, or they're frustrated with the non-committal responses they get from the bodies.
So you're becoming busier. This almost sounds like your office calling for more staff.
Well, I certainly will be calling for more staff when I set my bid for my new three-year budget. From the 1st of April, Frank, the complaints are up by 28%. And again, almost half of those new complaints are health. So yes, indeed, you can't investigate if you don't have the resources.
There's one thing having a complaint, and then there's a different thing altogether having a justifiable complaint. I know from doing this programme that people will ring up in the blink of an eye and give off, and then when you have a long lingering conversation with them, you realise that they actually don't have that much to complain about in the first place. Do you get a lot of that?
I have to be honest and say that my staff at the front of the office, that they don't get a lot of that. What they do get are people that are frustrated because they've made a complaint and they're not getting a response. But, you know, in terms of the rate of cases where we uphold a complaint, last year that was 56%. So more than half of the complaints to the office are upheld. So they are genuine. I have to say that we don't often see vexatious complaints.
And with regards to health, there is the very serious side of it that we touched on there, where someone may actually have died and a family feel that their death could have been avoided. That's right at the serious end. What other complaints are quite common?
Quite common are complaints actually about failures in communication between patients and their families and health professionals. I mean, there's a clear lack of proper communication, particularly where patients may have mental health issues and they really don't understand what's going to happen to them. I mean, some of the cases I reported on in my annual report relate to failures to give proper family support, where a young girl had anorexia nervosa, so that's another issue. And some of the other issues are about failures to diagnose cancer early on, so all very serious, all genuine issues of concern. But it is important that the public complain to the body first to give them an opportunity to try and resolve the issue, and then they can come to this office.
People in 2016 have more confidence when it comes to complaining, don't they?
I think they definitely do, and I think that they no longer feel that there are issues that they cannot complain about. If there is any trouble in making a complaint, the staff that I have at my front of office will assist in committing the complaint to writing and in redirecting complaints. I mean, last year, over 2,000 inquiries to this office related to complaints that were for other ombudsmen, for instance. So, you know, getting them to the right place and to the right body to complain to is also an important task.
Now, 50% of your complaints have to do with the health service. The other 50 that shouldn't be going to a separate ombudsman, what are they mainly about?
Well, there could be complaints about local councils, about planning issues. There could be complaints. One of the complaints from last year was an interesting complaint about misleading information in relation to a parking fine. So there could be any range of complaints to the office. A big issue in relation to an investigation by the Education Authority in relation to bullying in a complaint of bullying in a primary school. So health, education, housing, planning, that's the full range of complaints of public services that can come to my office. And I'm pleased to say that my staff are very committed to helping and making it easier for people to complain, but also into getting them answers.
Okay, you're certainly not the first port of call. You are the venue of last resort. Is that right?
That's correct. They have to complain first to the body and then come to my office. And under the new legislation that came into force on the 1st of April, all bodies in my jurisdiction must, they are legally required to signpost at the end of their complaints process to this office so that the public don't miss out on an opportunity to have their complaint independently investigated.
Okay. Marie Anderson, thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Thanks again, Frank. Thank you now.
Thank you.